Well, we are learning Mesechta Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph on Beis, and we are starting from the two dots on the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, Shomra Oimedes HaPesach HaTzeira. Freitig Mara V'atanya. So, what did he tell him? So, Rekir told the fellow, he's like this, even though a guy is not allowed to hurt himself, but you still have, and he's potter, he does it to himself, obviously he's potter, still you have to pay him. So Mara is like this, V'atanya, Omla Rekiva. Talalta, when the Bryce is a different version of a story, that when the guy did this maisa, he came back, he was like this, Talalta my madirim, you dove into deep waters to get good stuff, Elisa cheres biadecha, he came up with nothing, he came up with cheres. You know, you worked a whole elaborate plan, it cost you some money even to make this plan, he got nothing. Why? What do you want? The guy is allowed to hurt himself. So what do you see? You see from here that the latter hurt himself. The Mishnah says that you can't hurt yourself. That's what he said. Here it says in this version, he could hurt himself. So what's the chilek? Chavala, to injure yourself, that's not allowed. But to embarrass yourself, that is allowed. The uncovering here is baishas. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it. So our Mishnah says not like this. In top of our base. So the Gemara, this is what the Mishnah means. There you wouldn't have a taina, but ela filu chavala. They don't mishael chava atzmai, and you would say that the guy is crazy. He's not. He's doing something that's not allowed, and I should be chayiv to pay him to do such a thing. So the Rekiva says, no. Still ela filu chavala. They don't mishael chava atzmai. Still chayim shchav v'chayim. So someone else does this chayiv. That's how you read the Mishnah. Mishnah is saying, about the Baishah, he's allowed to do himself. He's saying, Rekiva telling him like this, even if he did something injuring himself, which he's not allowed to do to himself, and he did that himself, still someone else will be chai. Still someone else will be chai. So of course here, that he's allowed to do, he's allowed to embarrass himself. If you embarrass him, you're chai. Frank the Gemara, vein odom Moshe l'chav v'atzma, you're not allowed to injure yourself. So it comes out, what we're saying right now is that you're not allowed to injure yourself, but you're allowed to embarrass yourself. We'll see, when Gemara's will come out, that it could be that it's across the board, that be machlokes, one man the amal, you're never allowed, you're allowed to hurt yourself or embarrass yourself, and one man the amal, you're allowed to do both. But let's see the Gemara. You're not allowed to injure yourself. We know that if someone swears to do aveira, he's not makayim that shvua, he's not chayiv iser on that shvua, he's not chayiv a carbon for that shvua. Because if you shvua levatal sa mitzvah, then it's not a good shvua. So what happens? Yochel nishba lahora ba'atzmai. V'lo yahora yeh potter. He swore he didn't hurt himself, and he didn't do it. So she potter because I'm not hurt myself. Tamal no. Lahara lehetiv ma tov rishus af ha-ra rishus. Ovi, I'm going to be marbe, nishba lahora ba'atzmai v'lo yahora that yechayiv. Why? Because that's a rishus. You're allowed to be hurt yourself. So the b'raith is clearly allowed to hurt yourself, and that's why the shvua is chal. So, we just said you're not allowed to hurt yourself. Omar Shmuel, be'eshiv v'taynis. We're talking about a guy, he said, I'm going to sip, you know what lahara ba'atzmai means? I'm going to fast. And that's allowed. The kavasom, so more as a cash word, kavasom, kavaroa sacherim, has a pastor say that if hara means to fast. It says, the bride says this, says that if I'm hurting someone else, the shvua is not chal. What do you mean? How is it possible to have a case where I'm making someone else make a tainus? So we're in, yeah. The mahadik lu ba'adurnya, I lock him in a room and I don't let him eat. So that would be lahora l'cherim. But lahora l'atzma is mutter. And therefore, if someone makes a shvua, he's going to hurt himself, which means fast, he has to keep his shvua. Right, the Gemara, but I'll show you from first the Bryce said that lahora means to hurt yourself. Batanya, ezra ras l'cherim, Eka ployni, I'm going to hit that person. Efetzas meichem, smash his head. So what does it mean? Haras atzma. It means myself. So you see, klar that it's mutter to hurt yourself. So the Gemara ela tanoihi, which Tosfos learns like chazar on the whole thing. It's like two Rabbi Kivas and two Brises are two different versions of Rabbi Kiva. Either you're allowed to hurt yourself or you're not allowed to hurt yourself. It's tanoi. Dikelaman diarma ain't other mishar lechav atzmai. They're not allowed to. That's a Rekiva of our Mishnah. The Tana was saying over the Rekiva of our Mishnah. And there's a Mandiyoma who says that you're allowed to hurt yourself. So man Tana the Shamle the Oma ino the Rishoy l'chav v'atzmai. It means we had here already a Brisa that says that you're allowed to hurt yourself. We had the Brisa by Shvuah. But who is the Tana of our Mishnah? We know we have our Mishnah, says he's not allowed to, but who is that Tana? That's what I was trying to look for. Man Tana, the Shamle Dama in Adam Mishnah, Chav Atzma. Who is the Tana holds you not allowed to hurt yourself? Ilay Mahay Tanu, is it the following Tana, the Tana of the Braisa? Va'ach es dimchem l'nafshe seichem edroish. It says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Noyach, that someone who hurts himself or kills himself, Hashem will that nefesh will have to do tshuva for that, will have to get an oynish for that loss of love. I'm going to be teveya from you. Rabbi Eliezer, from your nefesh, I'm going to darshan, edrash means I'm going to be teveya, your dam. So you see that a person is responsible for hurting himself. So you see that maybe that's the Tana. So tomorrow, no, but Dilma Katola is shiny. Maybe Katola is different. Everyone agrees by Katola that it's also to do. But maybe hurting himself is motu. Ella Haitanu, the following Brisa. Tell me the Brisa. Mikaren alameis, veloy medarke amairi. Be'etzem, you could rip, the law is allowed to do rice kriya alameis, and it's not a problem with darke amairi. Omer Rav Elazar, shamati, shemekare alameis, yoisim edai, if you do too much kriya on the clothing, loika mishim bal tashkes. Your oiver, loshen loika is lavdavka, oiver mishim bal tashkes. You're over on the Issa of Baal Tashkas. And that's what it says. And the Gemara Tainis, that if you're over Baal Tashkas on your clothing, the Kolshka and Gufa, for sure, if you hurt yourself, you're over Baal Tashkas. Right, the Gemara, no. Maybe the Wilm of God is shiny. Maybe clothing is more chomer than hurting yourself. The Pseid Lehadu, because it doesn't grow back. Kiyoda Rav Yechanan, Kauri Lemani Machadusa. You see that Rav Yechanan called his clothing my things that I'm a chavit. You see how chosha clothing is. Maybe there, if you rip those clothing, it's worse. Rav Chista, kind of maski bein hisbi, used to go between thorns. Hisbi higgi, his word is his bottom of his clothing will get ripped. What do you do? Madlumani, he picked up his clothing and let his feet, and his feet got ripped. Oma zem ala rucha, my skin will grow back. Vzeinim ala rucha, this won't grow back. So maybe clothing is worse. Ronella haitanu, is this following Brisa? The Tanya looked at Brisa. It says he brings a carbon. It says, what do you do wrong? He's a nazir. He's a tzaddik. What was his chet? He was mitzayir himself in wine. He didn't drink wine. If he's mitzayir for everything, he fasts all day. Of course, he's called a chayte. So you see clearly that someone's mitzayir atzma, he is called a chayte. And I got to see even fasting. It's like before the Gemara held that fasting wasn't called mitzayir atzma, but now the Gemara is saying yes, it is. Anyway, he fell off of that tirades anyway. But the Gemara says it's machlekes. If you mitzayir mitzayir yourself or not, the Tana holds usher. Is this Tana holds that even tzayir atzma the yayin is usher? Al-Kaponim, we are coming out with two Tanoim, Yamachlik Tanoim and Rabbi Kiva, if Odom Rishoy Lechava Ba'atzmoy, or Odom Ein Rishoy Lechava Ba'atzmoy, and the Tana who holds Ein Rishoy Lechava is this Tana who says, Chipolov Esanefesh, that's the man. And we Paskil Maisa, that's Osir Lechava Ba'atzmoy, they Paskil the Rambam in Hilchas Choyvul Mazik, Perek Hey, Aloha Aleph. If I can find it quickly, I'll read it. But that's the, we Paskil Aloha, that You're not allowed to be choyvel in yourself. That's how you pass in Alocha Lamaisa. It says also the Rambam says this. Read the Rambam. Also, Adam lachbal bein baatzmoi bein bechaveiroi. V'loya choyvel bevad. El kol mak Adam koshem yisrael bein kotam bein godman yisrael derech nitzayin erez oivu lei sasa. Shemai says like this. But it's an issur to hurt yourself. We have to pass in the Rambam. Zot tomorrow about No, the two is different pasuk. It's different pasuk. A koytzitz netiyosav. It says in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to cut down trees. You're not allowed to cut down trees. Zok de Gemara, which is also actually a pasuk in the Torah. In the pasuk in the Torah, it says ki sotzer il yomer rab melachem alehal osafsa. You made a siege on a city. Garzon. Don't knock down some trees in order to. Then you need it for a siege. Ki menu toichav oitzle sichras ki od beitz asada loyv nechem matzah rak eitz teidak loy eitz machalu only a tree you know it's not a fruit tree oitz sashchus the karata v'nisa matzal ear ashi oitz v'cham v'cham rita so it's in the Torah to cut down trees. First the Gemara is to bring down a different part a different thing. Then we'll get to that issa. Tani Rabba Barbachana Kamei Rabba. Bryce says, I think a Bryce here. If someone comes over to Reuven and says, Shari Harakta, you killed my Shar. Or he tells him, Natiyasi Katsasti, you cut down my trees. So the guy says, what do you mean? Ata Martali Laharga, you told me to kill the Shar. Ata Martali Kaitsai. The halacha is that you're potter. That the guy is potter. Amalei, it says that price makes sense. Imkein lo shavka chayla briyosika, called Kamina? What do you mean? I tell you, you killed my thing. And you mask him. He said, oh, you told me to. So every guy was always tied to that. So you have to look at the Muki Yosef here. Obviously, you're talking about Edom. If it was no Edom that the guy killed Ishar, so then he has a migu. He could have said, I never killed Ishar. He says, you know what? I killed Ishar, but you told me to. So then, Vadi, you believe. It's a migu. That's what one sound in the Rishonim. It's a migu. Here, talking about Edom that he killed Ishar. So here, I have Edom, you killed Ishar. You killed Ishar. He says, no, you told me to. So the bride said, you believed. So the Mar says, well, you believed? Every time you do something, I always tell you that you told me to do it. That can't be. That's one Teres Mugeres. Mugeres is another mahalach there that you not even believe with a migu. Because it's a migu makam Edom. It's a migu makam chazaka. There's no way you told me to kill my shark. So therefore, you not even believe with a migu. Even without Edom, the Gemara Tanya shouldn't be believed. Two pshatim in Mugeres. So that was the bride said, you're potter. So he says, the potter? It makes no sense. I'm like, smayash, I take out the bride, I'm like, Lord. He says you can learn that brisa by a shara oimid lahariga, a shar that killed someone, or it's a shar that's a wild shar that's oimid lahariga, uve ilon oimid laktitza, or ilon that's oimid laktitza, which we have to cut down. Either it's a shera tree, or it's leaning on the shirabim and might kill someone. So that type of shar or that type of ilon, that is where the guy went ahead and knocked it down. And then you went over to him and said, oh, you knocked down my tree. So he says, you told me to do it. There it makes sense that you told me to do it because it has to be done anyway. Frank the Gemara, Yochi, if it has to be done anyway, Michael Tonle, so what's the guy's taina? The Amalei, his taina, owner's taina was, I'm not beating him with my mitzvah. So I want to do the mitzvah. Tell him to the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk regarding Kisei Adam, it says, V'shofach as domei v'kiso ba'afar. And we learn from there, Misha Shafach, the one who does the Shechita, Yechase, he's the one who gets to do the Kisei Adam. Maisa Be'echash Shachat, someone shechted it, the Kodim Chaver Kisei, and his friend came and did Kisei Adam. V'chayivu Rav Gamil Litein Lo Yasar Zuhuvim. And Rav Gamil was v'chayiv to give him 10 Zuhuvim, why? Like Taisa speaks out, because he lost the bracha. It's a schar bracha, the bracha of Kisei Adam. That's the ikka part of the mitzvah, is the bracha. Like it means down, if someone takes away benching for someone, you have to give him 40 Zuhuvim, because there's four brachas. And as he brings down a story there, someone grabbed away someone's aliyah, the Shavi had to pay him 20 Zuhuvim. In any case, here the guy was tying it to him that I want to do the mitzvah knocking down the tree or killing the shar. So and there the guy says, you told me to do it, he's believed. What's why he believes? Look, Rashi. There it's probably true. The kibin lahachi kolok, it's supposed to be killed. So it's the mitzvah. It's very possible. I told you to do it, and you just forgot. By a regular case, where you killed the guy's shor, God, you're not believed. But here, where it's a mitzvah, there you believed because maybe he told you to do it, and he forgot to do it. And we're out of time, so we have to continue tomorrow's share with the halachas of cutting down fruit trees, which is in the next gemara. And tomorrow is a big daf, so come prepared.